Buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
We are big believers in giving back, okay?
Yeah.
Because especially when you're going into that senior year of high school, that senior year of college, and you're like, well, this is it. I just won't have fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait. Hold on. We got to help you out a little bit.
Don't get crazy.
So instead of talking to us, who it's been a few years, we wanted to talk to you who just graduated. Like maybe you just graduated from USF or UT or UF in May or a year ago.
Yeah.
What's your advice? All right, Manda from Ruskin, when did you graduate?
I actually graduated this year.
Okay.
In May.
Awesome. Now, as in college or high school?
College. I graduated from UF.
From UF. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
What would be your advice to someone going into their senior year at UT, USF? What would be your advice?
Definitely start looking for a job as soon as you can, because it is really, really hard to find a job after you graduate. And what they don't tell you in college is that for a lot of bachelor's degrees, you are going to have to go into grad school for sure before you can actually have an actual job.
So a lot of industries are saying, yeah, that's great, you got the bachelor's, but where's your master's?
Exactly.
Oof.
And no one teaches you that. I mean, I graduated with my bachelor's in psychology, and it's not like, I mean, yeah, I heard from other people, but it's not really common knowledge just on the back of your head. Like, oh, okay, that's what I need to do.
Got it.
That's what's so fascinating about college is that they don't say, here's the roadmap. You got to figure it out on your own.
I'm not really good at figuring things out on my own. I'll be honest with you. I really need someone to give me a roadmap.
Oh, that's perfect. Krista, well, congratulations and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Lisa from Pasco County. Now, what year did you graduate?
Oh, Lord. Well, in the 80s.
Oh, girl.
Let's just say that.
Oh, so you're like, it's been a minute, but I have some advice.
I wanted to call in as a parent because I have two grown children that's gone through it. They're in their 20s. And I just wanted to give my advice.
Okay, quickly, what's yours?
Don't fall for the peer pressure and just keep focused and do you. And just, you know, because everybody doing it doesn't make you cool. Doesn't make it cool.
You know, I think one of the biggest lessons I've learned in doing radio is when I was in school, I was never the cool kid. I was always the kid that was annoying because I was on yearbook, student council, drama club, show choir. Mm-hmm. But I was always
just
me.
That's the way to do it.
But here's the thing.
That's the way to do it.
What I learned later on in my 20s is that I've always been authentically me. And then that's what in turn made me cool, because I never tried to be someone else.
A lot of people have a hard time with that because at that age, it's all about fitting in.
Right. But you don't have to.
True.
Because you know what? You won't see those people. You won't see those people again.
I know, but I think y'all are forgetting that when we came up, there wasn't as much social media as there is now.
No, it's true. But still, you won't interact with them. Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
I get that. But like, those people won't affect where you'll be working
when
you're 25.
Be you.
Right, exactly. Right. I like that, Mama, bringing some advice. She said, hold on, come on, sit on Mama's chest. I got some advice for you.
Chest?
All right, thank you, Lisa.
You too. I love you.
I love you too. Bye-bye. All right, Alfred from Tampa, what year did you graduate?
I graduated 2016 from high school.
Okay. Now, what's your advice for those going into their last year?
Don't take for seniors?
Yes.
Yeah, don't party as much as you think it is. Your GPA will drop no matter what. I didn't get to go to prom. I didn't get to go to the kickball game for seniors. I spent my entire senior year doing school in a room online. So if you guys want to go out, do it after. Don't do it before. It's not worth it.
Not worth it.
And let me tell you something. Partying when you're in your mid-20s is so much better when you're younger because you're not trying to be like, can I get into the club?
I know.
And then if all your other friends get in, then you can't. And then you're crying on the corner because they're like, bye, girl. Sorry, your fate didn't work.
It's a big old mess.
Just wait.
Yeah.
I was the oldest out of everybody. That was the first one to turn 20. I turned 20 in January. But I went to the Ritz the first week after I graduated, and I didn't wake up from the concert until 2 days after.
Oh! Okay, well, you know, maybe just be careful.
I was the designated driver, so I was okay.
Okay.
2 days later, he's like, hey, guys.
He's like, hey, what year is it?
My friends are pushing me around in a Walmart shopping cart. That's
no.
Wow, there you go. All right, great advice. Thank you so much, Alfred.
Of course.
Let Alfred be the lesson for you.
Please.
We continue going commercial-free. You got more advice, let's do it on Facebook.com/Hot1015.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.